And in terms of the NAACP, I mean, the ABA's fears, you know, one of the most interesting stories is that it really goes over the top at the end of 1948 when a California appellate court rules in the case of Sei Fuji, who was a Southern Californian, Japanese-born American who tried to buy land in violation of the Alien Land Law. And the land was taken away. He went to court with the help of the Southern California ACLU. They lost at the first stage, but in the appellate court, the judge ruled in his favor and specifically cited the reason for this was the U.S. signing of the U.N. Charter. So this is prior to the convention. But the U.N. Charter, with its non-discrimination language, was taken to invalidate the Alien Land Law. And this made people, this made Frank Holman and the rest of the ABA feel absolutely nuts. They hit the roof. This was clearly, you know, evidence that the infection had begun. California's Supreme Court overturns that ruling, right, in terms of the applicability of the charter, but overturns the Alien Land Law based on the 14th Amendment, right? So they re-domesticate this change in law, which does nothing to calm the ABA. They just say, oh, it's much worse than we thought. Now they're already reading our Constitution according to these alien principles. So their paranoia, was self-confirming in many ways.
Well, I know Professor, I mean, Provost Hoekstra needs to leave. I was just hoping if you wanted to say anything before you go out, we're going to take a break. So,
well, first of all, I want to say one apologies for not being able to come at the beginning of today's meeting, but having been at the launch earlier this week with our lecture, I'm so delighted that this whole week of events is moving forward. This sounds like an absolutely fascinating panel, and though I come from a little bit of a distance, I am a member of the humanities, a professor of classics and comparative literature, and I've long watched and been interested in the way human rights is not only an area that so many of our faculty and students get engaged in, but that there is clearly, and you know this very well, a very well-established body of scholarship. I'm so glad that we have our initiative here at UC Davis to join initiatives at other UC campuses and across the country and I know internationally, so I'm hoping that this will be yet another bridge for faculty and students, and I hope that you'll come visit us often and that any of us will be able to visit you around the country. Thanks.